Welcome to the Fantasy Zone. Get ready.
All right, welcome to No Quarters 2.1. It's a video game podcast. And 2.1 because we've had a few issues since the last episode.
Our save file got corrupted.
Yeah, our save file got corrupted.
And this is why PC gaming is dead.
Because our save file is corrupted and the PC was to blame.
Yes. Do you want a quick backstory? So what happened is, like, we do this all in digital, 8-track, 4-track, whatever you want to call it. And we usually keep the episodes on there, but, you know, once every 20, 30 episodes of everything we do, we have to clear it.
Because we talk a lot.
Yeah.
We talk too much.
Way too much.
So, yeah, we fill up 4 tracks of lots of time. And anyway, so, yeah, between episodes, we cleared it, and it picked that time to corrupt it once it was on the computer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Least opportune time, as usual.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, yeah, so apparently you won't get to hear us ramble on and on about Modern Warfare 2.
More than episode one.
Yeah, all we're going to tell you is we all beat it. I didn't think it was as hard on Veteran as Harlow made it out to be, because I played Call of Duty 4 right after that, beat it on Veteran, and suffered much more significantly for it than I did with Modern Warfare 2. Online is still tough, because people are insane and play that all the time, and we don't. Spec Ops still rules.
Yes.
And that's about it, right?
That
should be the extent of our Modern Warfare 2 discussion.
Modern Warfare,
did I miss anything?
Call of Duty 4 and Modern Warfare 2 are to blame for me getting better at video games.
That's right. BJ actually beat a couple games and can kill dudes every once in a while.
Well, yeah.
And you actually got better at Spec Ops, too.
We didn't really identify ourselves, did we?
No. Okay, yeah, well, who cares? Anyway, yeah, I'm Mackie.
I'm BJ, or the Beej.
And I'm Harlow.
All right, so there we go. That's us.
Harlow.
I identify that with the voices you hear.
And all three of us have beaten Modern Warfare 2.
Woohoo.
Dateline. Yes.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Storyline's a bit much.
Yep.
So there you go. That's your Modern Warfare 2 cast for this week. We'll see you next week, people.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is I've warmed to it a little bit, but it's still less than 4.
Yes.
Spec Ops makes up for its shortcomings.
Yep. Yes. That is a nice addition.
Yeah. And we like Spec Ops.
I like games with that style of mode. The you and your friends versus the AI instead of you and your friends versus, you know, crazy people who
versus
play
other
a game
people
too
and
much.
Their friends.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate people anyway. So
we've talked enough about Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, that's
all. They're transitioning into game modes. Yeah. I thought he was segueing.
Oh, game modes. There's a seg here.
It might have been a little bit.
All right.
I don't know where I was going with it, but other than that's kind of the mode that was enabled with the latest DLC on Borderlands. Is bring your friends and fight the chaotic hordes of AI controlled people.
Yeah.
Which we've not yet. I've experienced it single player, which is not the way to experience it at all.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is with the discrepancy in that game is, like, I'm level 50 and you guys haven't been able to play as much. So
yeah. Well, you
yeah.
We would
before this
16.
DLC came out, you had done everything in the game.
Yes.
Including Zombie Island of Dr. Ned.
Right, including grinding for brains.
Yeah. And getting level 50.
Yes.
Which I'm not even remotely close to.
I believe I pointed out in our lostness that if you're going to play through Zombie Island, be sure and pull up a game guide before you go through everything to find out how to get the brains and where to go to get them from the very start. Because otherwise...
So there's someone who gives you the brains quest.
Yes.
And
you
want to get to them first.
You have to get the quest first or else all the brains you've been picking up do nothing for you.
Okay.
So
they
just
don't count.
So whenever that goes on its weekly sale on Xbox and I buy it...
Oh, you bought the second DLC but not the first one yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted a bank.
Oh, sure.
That's all I wanted. All
right.
Just like with Brutal Legend, I bought the DLC for that because I wanted a GPS until they don't mention that you don't get the GPS until you've beaten the game.
Whoops.
Which I have not beaten the game yet because while I enjoy that game and I like the story, as I play it, it gets less fun. I enjoy the story more and I enjoy playing it less, which is kind of a bit how Psychonauts ended up too, but I guess that's a Tim Schafer thing.
Except for Early Days.
Yeah, Early Days, of course. You know,
Full Throttle!
Those games were all story.
Yeah, stick with point-and-click adventures, sir. Please.
Yeah, but Brutal Legend. Yeah, the DLC, so a warning for anyone who's thinking of buying that, because they say, oh, I can find all the serpents and do all that. Yeah, you hope you beat the game already.
So that doesn't make any sense. So you get the GPS to help you find the serpents, which help your character besides getting an achievement, but yet you're done with the game.
Yeah. So you have to beat the game before you can get it in this. Okay. And some of the things do not unlock in the store until you hit a certain point, or in the, what is it, the Mouth of Metal or whatever, the upgrade car thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't unlock them. The Ozzy Osbourne shop.
Yeah.
It doesn't unlock them until certain points in the game. So it's kind of like, thanks, I guess. You know, it's one of those cases where it's like, I spent the $5, just give it to me.
Right, exactly.
You know, give me the stuff. I don't care about multiplayer maps at all. I only bought it for this one thing.
Yep.
And I'll admit, I paid $5 to get a GPS, which I guess is better than spending $5 on a lightsaber for my avatar, but...
And it is.
No way!
I don't know.
Or a UAV.
I've gotten plenty of free... prop things now for my avatar, so I don't need to buy any.
I just got
a Chocobo that I haven't enabled yet.
Oh yeah, I didn't exchange mine in. All I've got is the little, what is that?
The
little,
present?
The little eyeball thing from Halo. Halo waypoint gave me.
What's the deal with the present?
It's just a prop. It's just a present. Prop.
Yeah.
I think I have a firework from Nier's too.
I didn't get one of those.
I think I downloaded.
I think I got 2010 glasses for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which. No.
Nah.
No.
Well, that's just because I was, you know, hunting and you know, watching this sale items from Christmas and New Year's. So anything that said free, it was like, click.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we were talking about Borderlands.
Oh, yeah, games, not stupid things for your virtual person.
Yeah, right. But Borderlands, you were talking about Mad Moxie's Underdome or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And it's basically, is it basically Horde mode to a certain extent?
Yeah, pretty much. You go in this arena and... wave after wave of enemies come out, and there's sometimes weird things that happen. Like I only got through, this is one of the things that sucks by trying to play single player, is I made it all the way through wave one, and you know, different types of enemies come out and a bunch of them at each wave, or I guess there's waves and then levels of the wave. I don't remember what they call them, but anyway, so I made it all the way through the first wave, and then I got to the second wave, and that's where it started getting a little crazy. Like there was one level or whatever where they basically said nobody has any shields.
Oh, God.
So, like, it takes your shields away, and then...
So you die instantly.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't that bad. But then there was one where it's like, only your shotgun is going to do good damage. Everything else is going to do less. So they do kind of fun little mix-up
things. So you want to load up your inventory before you go in there.
Yeah, you pretty much want to have one of every gun. And you definitely need to have other people, because if you die and you have more people, you just go into a penalty box where basically I think it means you're out for that round.
Yeah.
And then you come back. But if you're by yourself...
you're done.
It's wave over, and you start at the very beginning of that wave, not that Ooh. Round. Yeah. So, yeah. I made it about halfway through level wave two and died, and yeah, I was like, okay, need to bring friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, can you do more than one person split screen on that game, or is it just two people?
I think it's just two. Yeah. I think you get into where your Xbox can't render that much.
Yeah, it's very rare that you find four player on anything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But still.
Halo 3 did it. Why can't anything else do it? That's because they're Microsoft. They can pay people lots and lots of money to figure out how to do it.
Nobody can take full advantage of the sheer power of the Xbox 360. Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
But
like
yeah, no, I'm still fully behind. I think Borderlands is my game of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Easily. Enjoyed it that much.
It's just easily what I put the most time into, besides finishing like Fallout 3, which was... Yeah. Last year's game of the year, if you will.
Yeah. Well, with all the DLC,
yeah, exactly.
Kind of qualify this year, because you basically get another game if you had bought all five DLC packs.
Which I did.
Yeah. Now, Borderlands, one of the things that I really like about it is it's got that kind of, it's got that Diablo loot system in a first-person shooter that's fun to play.
Yes.
And, you know, because all the loot, it's got that balance that Diablo kind of figured out of, okay, here's some crap, but you know sooner or later you're going to get something good. Right. And it's unlike a game like Too Human, where everything's just a little bit better than what you got, and you never get that big jackpot, hey, yes, this thing's awesome, which you can do in
Yeah, it's more like, hey, this is mildly, slightly better than what I had.
And hey, I can just replace whatever degraded. And
That's really what Too Human becomes, is like, oh, yes, I got something that I can replace the thing that's been broken for half this level.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a game that got loot completely wrong,
right.
Whereas Borderlands has it just right, and they use the color coding system, you know, that
makes it simple.
WoW uses, so you know, okay, I got this orange thing, that means
it's
pretty
awesome.
Damn good for this level.
Right.
You know, purple thing, yeah, that's pretty damn good too. But, you know, it hits that gambling sweet spot where it's like, okay, if I keep playing, I'm going to get something good in a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, but that also encourages you to sit there and play it for hours and hours and hours.
Well, and I've recently, I guess, partially because I've finished some games and kind of trying to feed that addiction of Borderlands and Fallout that I, you know, went and 100%ed here in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went back to Mass Effect, partially to prepare for Mass Effect 2, because I also had no idea where my save game was. And I, for some reason, I barely remember that game. It's so weird. I played it all the way through and just don't remember anything about it. But anyway, my point is like, playing that after playing Borderlands really emphasizes the fact that I don't like Mass Effect really, like, much at all. Like, I mean, the combat system is just weird. It's like floaty guns that hit when they want to hit, and you don't have any control over it. Like, the sniper rifles especially, with that, it doesn't matter how good you get, you've always got that weird sway. You've got a time.
I was perfect in that game. Like, I did everything you could possibly do in that game, and my sniper rifles were still floating all over the place.
But, yeah, Borderlands at the same time, I mean, it plays like a first-person shooter. I mean, if you've got a guy that's 300 yards out and you're trying to hit him with a sniper rifle, you need to lead him. You know, I mean, it plays like a first-person shooter. It's not like, oh, random chance that, you know, it's like an invisible dice is rolling in the background that you may or may not hit, even though the sniper rifle was right on him.
Yeah, well, at least with Borderlands, it pops up. You know that you hit the dude.
Yeah.
Whereas with Mass Effect, you just aim in their direction, shoot at them, and try and watch a little bar over their head and see if it's decreasing or not, and that means you're hitting them. Because there was so little feedback as to when you hit a guy.
Yeah.
You know, which is just something that BioWare did not understand, you know, and, you know, to use an example, like Gears of War, you know when you hit a dude.
Yeah.
Every time you shoot him, you know that you've hit him, and Mass Effect did not have that at all.
No.
Which is too bad. Even though I love that game, and I love the story, I remember everything about it. Problem is, in order to get all the achievement points in it, you have to beat it three times.
At least three
plus
times.
Plus another time, not another time necessarily beat it, but another time to build up your different level character to get all the little use this 75 times, use that 75 times stuff. So I have no idea which choices I made in which game, which character had them, any of that. So it's kind of like, that's the big thing about importing into Mass Effect 2 is, oh, well, you know, if you chose to kill this guy, then he's not going to be in it, you know? And I'm like, I don't remember who I chose to kill.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, it's sad. I probably shouldn't have gone back to Mass Effect because they probably would have had my money on launch day with Mass Effect 2. Now I'm like, especially after Dragon Age. I mean, I got to say, like, I hit a point in Dragon Age and I just do not like that game at all.
you were talking about selling it back.
Yeah, I almost wish I could. Like, I mean, I just haven't absolutely...
He could, but he snapped the disc.
I have like zero interest in playing that game anymore. It's weird. Like, I mean, I went from, yeah, this is kind of cool, you know, playing a wizard and talking to people and, you know, finding chicks to bang.
Because that's what wizards do.
Yeah, exactly. They have a certain way with the ladies. But, I don't know. I just, I hit a brick wall in the combat system and I just have no interest in playing that. And Mass Effect, like, it's just... I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to wait. Now I'm at the point I have to wait and see how 2 plays out because I know it. I've said in the past, I don't care. I care about achievements for games that I care about. And Mass Effect just immediately makes me go, fuck that. I'm never 100%ing this game because I just don't care. Like, I mean, I know you did. And
it took a lot of hours.
Yeah. But I mean,
That was when I was working from home and had the time to do that sort of thing.
Also known as playing video games all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and finishing projects when they needed them finished. But, you know.
But yeah.
When you're between projects, you have a little bit of time to do whatever you want. And yeah.
But yeah, that game just, I mean, looking at the achievements, I'm just like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's, not happening that's ever.
It's a serious ever, time
ever,
investment.
Ever. So I'm just, I don't like games that make me feel like I'm playing wrong if I don't obsess about this or that or the other and like playing it through 4 times. You know, that's just not gonna happen.
I don't know, I just hit a mode with that game and just kept going, and
I think it's past the point kind of thing too. Like I've played better games like that now, or I know they're not real similar, but
yeah. So you, needless to say, you will not be getting all the points in Dragon Age.
Don't think I'm gonna
probably
get
not
any
getting
more.
Any further points.
Yeah, I don't know why
I bought it. I popped it in and then I was like, no, I shouldn't do this.
No,
because there were a lot of sales this holiday season.
There were.
Everything. Like, Amazon had everything on sale. Xbox had their deals of the day. There was PlayStation Store stuff on sale. I mean, Steam went nuts, like you said. I mean,
absolutely batshit, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, like Steam had a ton of things.
I mean, I guess that's the only good thing about being in a recession is everyone's like, please spend money on us.
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do.
Well, apparently Steam had really worked. Like, I mean, like their sales jumped like crazy from this.
You want to know how crazy it was?
They made you buy a PC
game? I bought a PC game.
Yeah, you bought a PC game.
I did. I bought a Torchlight.
So you took our recommendation from the previous
episode. I did.
He took a value-priced game and made it even more value by buying it half
off.
Yeah.
Wasn't it down to... It was down to like $5.
It was one day. One day they had it for $5.
Yeah, I missed that and I bought it for $9.99.
But which is still a hell of a bargain.
$9.99 for a game is a good price. Oh, especially
$9.99 for a game that can take you at least 20 hours. Bar none.
Yeah. Like Grand Theft Auto 4, they had it for $7.50. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. And I bought it.
For PC?
On PC. I've got it on 360. I never beat it there, but I'm like, you know what?
For
$7.50, I can play this game forever as long as Steam's still up.
That's actually one I can re-download. If I'd seen that for sale, I must have missed that day. Like, I probably would have bought that just so I could run Fraps and try to capture weird shit.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know?
Fraps. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Steam had so much good stuff. Xbox Live's daily deals were very hit or miss, but I mean, the hit ones we got, you and I both bought Marvel vs. Capcom.
Which is just like all the other Capcom games, insanely hard.
Yeah. But, you know, we bought it for $7 so we can fight each other.
Woo-hoo.
And, you know,
good.
Ban
you guys
whatever
have,
it is.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, ban whatever it is, that cable storm combo or whatever the hell. There's like one combo that everyone uses that's just like unbeatable.
Oh.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, you're not going to get me to play anything but the Avengers characters anyway.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, well, that works. But anyway, yeah, I mean, we both bought that. I bought Secret of Monkey Island for $5 because that's one of my favorite games in the original version. So if I can try out the new one, hell, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, rub it in.
Yeah, and you paid full price.
But... Yep, for that, Castle Crashers.
Yeah, Castle Crashers,
Battlefield.
I got cheap too.
All these games that were on sale, I've already bought.
Yeah, Battlefield 1943 I passed on just because multiplayer, online-only shooter.
It's a good game.
No,
I don't care how good it is. I'm not going
to... I know.
I don't have time to play it. I don't have time to get good at it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, that's...
I don't have time to be yelled at by 12-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm bringing in too many
get
years of experience of 1942 to have to worry about getting too good at it. I lived on Battlefield 1942.
So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there, Amazon had a ton of deals.
Yay.
You know, I ended up getting Tekken with the fight stick for basically what Tekken would have cost if I just wanted to buy it.
Actually, it's cheap. What was it, 60? I thought it was 50.
No, it was 60. Yeah, okay. But yeah, but I mean, wireless fight stick now. So I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
They had Tony Hawk's Ride.
They did. They had DJ Hero. The
DJ Hero.
The Super Renegade.
Oh, the Wobbly Stand Edition?
Yeah, Wobbly Stand. They had it.
TV tray.
They had
edition.
It for 120 one day.
Holy crap.
And I was like,
that's.
So basically, you just took my $80. Didn't you, Amazon?
They rammed it up your ass.
Yeah. But,
Tony Hawk Ride.
Yeah, Ride, the price already dropped.
Yeah.
Ride. I still haven't bought it, just so everyone knows, and I won't be buying it. It ended up on enough worst of the year lists that I was
Until it gets down to 60.
No, it was on, it's so many people have declared it atrocious that even I can't justify any expense on it at this point.
Damn, I might have to buy it. I don't even have a Wii.
It's not a Wii game. It's
a
360
game. It's a three. What?
It's on every system.
What? I thought that was a Wii only thing.
No.
I saw a dude.
Is there? I mean, it's the Wii is the king of the plastic bullshit peripherals. So
yeah, of course. But I saw a dude. I was at Best Buy picking up an in-store order or whatever, and or call it whatever that is. You know, you buy online, you pick it up in store.
Yeah.
And there was a dude in line in front of me who was returning a copy of Tony Hawk Ride. And I was like, oh. There, it looks like somebody got disappointment for Christmas.
It's either I do this or my children hate me forever. They probably already do.
Yeah.
He's just trying to salvage something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can I trade this in for a Wii? That's what they really wanted.
I bought a lot of games. Gamefly also. A lot of their games like were like $7. So I've got a whole boatload of those coming soon.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. The problem now is having time to actually.
Yeah.
Play any
I'm
of
gonna
them.
Say like
I foresee borrowing a lot of games from Mackie.
Well, I mean, I got stuff like Quantum of Solace and Wanted, Weapons of what is it called? Weapons of Fate or whatever. Because that was one where everyone said it's good, but it's only like a 5-hour game,
oh, okay.
So don't spend $60.
So you're actually
on it.
Going for short games now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like it was like $7.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Why not? $7 in free shipping.
Curve some bullets.
Yeah. I want to curve bullets.
I'd like to curve bullets.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be curving bullets before he curves bullets.
Hey, Mackie, can I curve your bullets?
Come on over. I got games.
Yeah, I mean, I picked up Marvel vs. Capcom, but then, I picked up a few things on Steam, but I didn't go super crazy. Well, like I said, I mean, most of the 360 deals were things I already had. And, but I picked up like the Unreal pack for $13. Mm-hmm. There's all the Unreal games.
And I bought that Crisis 2 pack.
Yeah, you know, I started to, and I didn't. Really? I was like, because I played the demo, and Crisis did nothing for me, and I was like, I was going to buy it just as a simply like a benchmark thing, but I was like, Far Cry 2 uses that same engine, so...
Well, I was on Shack News, and they were talking about MechWarrior 2 Living Legends, which is like a mod. Crisis that's mod. All MechWarrior 2, and it uses Crisis. So I said, okay, I'll do this. I want to download this. I want to play this. Because MechWarrior 2 is awesome.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of MechWarrior 2 and Crisis engine has to be good.
Speaking of Far Cry... I was going through the Instant Watch on Netflix, and there's a Far Cry movie.
Yeah,
that's
Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
Don't.
No, don't. We need to.
Don't.
We totally need to.
Don't.
I just...
Don't.
There's an arcade game. There's, don't. You know...
We have played the arcade
Far Cry,
game.
Far Cry 2.
Awesome. Far Cry 2 turret game.
Yeah. It's Far Cry Instincts Operation Paradise.
Okay. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
God, that game was so much fun.
It was awesome. My God. I didn't even get to play it, and I had a great time. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I bought Evil Genius. I bought for $2. Yeah. I love that game. I don't care if it's old. It's Dungeon Keeper with a spy motif. Did you ever play, was it No One Lives Forever?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the same kind of weird humor and style as that.
God, No One Lives Forever was so good.
Yeah. If you like those,
Monolith, what happened?
If you like those and you want to play like Dungeon Keeper in that universe, that's pretty much what it is.
Nice.
It's normally $10, but yeah, they had it like it might still be for like a day or two, still $2.
Did I miss a sale on Splosion Man?
No. It never went on sale.
Oh, I thought it did. Okay.
No, I don't believe so.
I think I want to buy that.
I know the Maw was like a weekly deal for $5, which of course I bought that because, hey, why not? And then
Shadow Complex
I bought, and I would recommend even at $15 anybody get it because that game is freaking awesome.
Yeah, delayed. The Steam sales go until tomorrow of the time of this recording. Yeah, so
you missed out on all these sales. Yeah. But no, Shadow Complex, I went nuts with that game. It's if you like Super Metroid or you know any of the Castlevanias from you know like Symphony of the Night or any of that style, where it's you know. You can't get through this door until you have this, and then you've got a big map to wander around in. Like I just ate that stuff up. It's so much fun, and it's looks really good. Also,
yeah, I had heard about it, but I never really saw any gameplay or heard anything substantial about it until I was looking at some of the Game of the Year stuff and saw some of the gameplay footage from that, and it looks really really cool.
It's basically a 3D version of. Any of those games in a 3D engine.
Right.
Which is fun. It can get a little disorienting every once in a while because you're like, you'll think you can jump on something, but it's far enough into the background that you can't. Or, you know, it's far enough in the foreground that it won't let you. There's like a very specific plane it kind of follows. But once you, you know, once you've adjusted to that, it's a lot of fun. And they give you upgrades at a very nice rate. You know, you never go long without getting something new. And some of the guns, by the time you've upgraded your dude to, you know, he's got a suit of armor on by the end, and he can punch a guy, and the guy goes flying like 30 feet in the air.
Sweet.
And, you know, and there's also a shotgun you get near the very end that just, like, you shoot a guy and he just flies through the air.
Sweet.
It's very fun, but, man, finding some of that stuff, like, you know, it's a collection fest. It's a very, very Metroid-esque with that, but... Finding some of that stuff is ridiculous because there's such specific ways you have to do it. And that part's kind of.
So I think did you play or like Braid?
I played Braid.
Did you like it? Because that was just like that. I know everybody went crazy over it, but I got into it. And I was like, this is annoying.
Did you use a guide for it?
No.
Okay. There were certain ones where I was just like, I tried to play it without a guide, but there were certain ones that I'm just like, you know what? I'm pretty smart, but I can't figure this shit out at all.
I mean, it's a pretty and cool and nice ambience game, but I just was like, I just don't care. I know that's weird. Maybe that's lazy, but I was like, yeah. And I don't like that whole, like, you know, let's go back five levels to get something you couldn't get before that you can now. Like that.
So you would not like Shadow Complex.
Maybe then. I wouldn't. I don't know. I'm...
Well, it's one of those cases where it's like, you know that the thing you need is all the way on the other side of the map.
Yeah.
But they give you enough tools that at that point you can get there quickly.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily...
I might have to play it at your house or something first.
Yeah, but I really liked it. I mean, I only resorted to the internet for one of the items, and I'm at like 96% of the items right now. Because I kind of got to the end and didn't realize I was at the end. And then something happened that I was like, oh crap, I can't go back from this, can I? And so I was like, all right, that must be the end of the game. die. You know, I died almost instantly, and I was like, oh crap. But so then I was like, okay, I need to start wandering around finding stuff, because I was only at like, you know, maybe 65% of the items, I think it told me on the map screen. So, and like, you know, 80% of the map. So I was like, all right, time to go exploring. And if you enjoy just running around finding stuff, that's definitely
one of the... Do you get to shoot dudes while you're going back and finding stuff?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, guys respawn. And okay, though that part does get monotonous, I think getting the new weapons makes it fun still. Just because, I mean, there's an achievement for getting enough guys to scream as you knock them off platforms. Like, if you get, I think it was 100 guys, and yeah, then you...
Is it the Wilhelm achievement?
Yeah. Well, but yeah, when you punch a dude, he just goes flying through the air, and sometimes you just, apparently you kill them instantly and they don't scream, and then there's other times where they'll fall off the ledge and you hear, ah. So, poof. Yeah, it's...
A little sign.
But for like, for $10, I definitely got my money's worth. For $15, I would have gotten my money's worth on that.
Gotcha. I might have to spend some space dollars on it.
It's good. It's very good.
I have way too many space dollars in my space account.
Because really, all you have to do is play the demo and you'll know how the game plays.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll probably pick it up just because I like the look. And from what it looks like, I'll probably like the gameplay too.
Yeah.
I've heard too many good things about it to not pick it up, you know?
Yeah. And again, for that much money, why not?
Right. I also want to get Splosion Man, because I played the... Harlow and I played the demo multiplayer a while back, and that was ridiculous fun. I don't know if we've talked about it or not, but...
No, we haven't, because I have not played it at all.
Based on how we played it, I'm wondering how it would play single player.
I played the single player demo, and it's pretty similar.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, the
but what was fun about it was like, we were like having to time jumps, like, okay, you jump and I'll jump on like slightly above you and you explode and propel me up to wherever.
Right.
And that was the kind of fun thing, like, okay, one, two, you know, it's like when we're playing Spec Ops, like when we're sniping dudes.
It forces you to use the teamwork.
Well, it was really fun in the same room. Just like as annoying as playing split screen is on Spec Ops, it's like, it's still fun when we're like, okay, you get the guy on the left, I'll get the guy on the right, 3, 2, 1, bang, you know? Right. And that was the same kind of thing with Splosion Man, you know, it's like...
But the single player is fun. You don't have to use all the timing and stuff. Mm-hmm. You do have to use some timing, but it's not dependent on another player.
Yeah.
I think the levels are different between multiplayer and single player, but it looks, it's ridiculous fun. You got this little guy that's kind of on fire, and he goes...
Now, do you trigger the explosions that he does? Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, he basically has like a certain number of times he can explode before he has to like build back up, sort of thing.
Three.
Okay. Yeah, and he kind of like goes out, you know, stops being on fire or something like that after, as he runs out of explosion power.
Yeah. So
some of that stuff actually sounds like, you know, old school 2D Metroid, where you place a bomb and then... You bomb up the wall a little bit, you place another bomb, and then you time it, so you got that sort
kind
of
like
thing.
That, yeah.
Except your guy can your guy jump, or does he have to explode to jump?
No, he can't jump. He has to explode to jump.
Was it? Okay, I couldn't remember.
I think he has to explode to jump.
So it's kind of like an arcade platformer / puzzle game almost?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Cool. With the little dude that goes, I'll
definitely have to try the demo.
You explode scientists.
Fine by me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck science.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, I agree.
Science is for nerds.
Totally.
Like me.
All right, so...
There's some games.
I'm trying to think, like...
I played... I, you know, went away for Christmas, so
Oh.
I went on vacation, so I took the DS with me.
Oh, let's wait till the second half for that, because I have feeling that's going to be a rant.
We'll get there, but yeah. So the DS can wait until the second half.
Yeah.
Do we want to take a break?
Well, sure.
Or is there anything else you guys want
to bring up? I'm just going to, as far as I was talking about 100%ing games, I just have to mention I finally finished Fallout 3,
mm-hmm.
all of it, including Mothership, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100% of that. Well, I had 100% of Borderlands until the latest DLC, yeah. And finished Oblivion last night, finally.
Shivering Isles.
That's a long story that I'm not going to get into, but I should have 100%ed that about a year ago until I lost my save games.
Hey, sounds like that happened to everybody.
Here's a very quick thing for you kids.
Public service announcement.
Public service announcement. Most important one I will ever give. Never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, ever when you go to delete a profile off of anything, choose delete, save profile, and all items. Because I did that on a friend's hard drive thinking, I'll clear my profile off of there and any save games I had on his hard drive. And somehow, through the magic of Microsoft, I put my hard drive back in, and it killed my save games off of there, too. I don't know how that happened, but yeah, I lost a 100-plus hour save of Oblivion and Marvel Ultimate Alliance. So those are the biggest ones that hurt mm-hmm. at the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks to the scaling levels, I was able to just pop in, do like the first two quests on the main mm-hmm. thing to get, you know, a couple of items, and then I ran into Shivering Isles and finished that up. And I could have done that at any point in time. It's just there was some pain there involved of going back to Oblivion after losing a 100%ed complete character.
And
I understand.
How was it going back to Oblivion after having played Fallout for quite a bit?
Hard. Very, very hard. I still like the game, but man.
So is it just Fallout with swords?
Sort of. You mean Oblivion with guns?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my biggest complaint is one that I never noticed playing it originally is that dude. The dude that does the voiceovers is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. The dude. I mean, seriously, like Shivering Isles comes out and the main guy, Shakeroth, it's like, this is a DLC.
It's the same guy.
It's the same fucking guy. Just hire somebody. Get any asshole off the street to be Shakeroth. Anybody. Mm-hmm. Just not that guy. Again.
Oh, I will.
Know. Hello, citizen.
Yeah.
Fuck! Real quick, speaking of voices, Nolan North, the guy who does Drake in Uncharted,
uh-huh.
is also the main guy in Shadow Complex.
Sold.
Yep.
Ah, yeah.
And he's got that same attitude, like...
I'm fine.
I mean, the guy, it's like, it's kind of disorienting to hear him speak like that, but it's still, he's awesome.
I'll get into that in the second half, but that's another game I finished.
He's good.
I started.
But he's in that. They need to get him in Oblivion.
Yes.
Anybody. Or
Elder Scrolls 5.
Hire
just have
anybody.
Him be all the voices.
Yeah. Nolan North.
Everybody will have a slight ironic detachment to the game.
I would complain at first, but then I'd be like, you know, it's okay. It's bring Nolan in Keith North. David.
Yeah.
Nolan He's North. He's doing lots of video games. Yeah. Bring in anybody.
Holy crap, cat on the table.
All right. Well, that's a good time to take a break, right?
I also, I just wanted to mention that I started Fallout 3.
Oh, good.
Day late, dollar short, but...
Christmas.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. It was a Christmas miracle.
It was a goddamn Christmas miracle. I am only about 2.5 hours in right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still kind of unsure about the game.
Okay.
So I will report later on...
But at least there's a little more variety in voices, isn't there?
There is. There's
and you've made
Liam
it out.
Liam Neeson.
Hell yeah.
You've made it out of the vault.
Right? I've out of the vault, and I've already caused the death of an NPC.
I'm gonna say it's no longer a spoiler that if Liam Neeson isn't anything, he's gonna die. If he's playing your father or a father like figure,
yeah. Is
he's
it
gonna
actually
die.
Liam Neeson?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's
just,
really...
I knew it sounded
it's
a whole
honestly,
hell of a lot
it's
like
just getting
him,
but... goddamn ridiculous. It's like, fuck Liam Neeson.
being typecast.
There's typecast, and then there's like Jesus H. Christ. I'm a father figure who dies. Yeah, I was making a list the other day. It was getting sad.
He didn't die in Schindler's List.
Yes, he did.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Well, eventually.
Well, yeah, that's the very end of the
eventually
movie.
Everybody dies.
Well, yeah, but it's the very end of the movie. They're putting stones on his grave.
He didn't die, like, you know.
In the movie.
Well, okay. Right.
Hey,
fine.
Man, on a long enough timeline, survival rate for everything drops to zero.
Right.
But yeah, Jesus. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Yeah. Batman, Star Wars, Kingdom of Heaven, Fallout. Fuck. There's more.
Hey, mm-hmm. spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. If Liam Neeson's in your movie and he's playing a dad. Oh, except for Taken. He's going to die.
If it's Taken, he will kill everyone on screen except his daughter.
That's probably why I thought that movie was so goddamn good.
Because Liam Neeson didn't survived. Die. He killed.
No, because he wrecks dudes in that
movie. Yeah, he does.
Why are we talking about this? This
I don't
video
know.
Game podcast. God damn it.
But he was in Fallout, that's all.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Father's so,
anyhow, I'm thinking about blowing up Megaton.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that place.
Okay. You're gonna take you, that. You're gonna take that game down a very dark path, aren't you?
You
I fucking hate those people.
You will. Okay. You will enjoy what you find there after you've destroyed.
Yes,
it.
Yes, you will.
Sweet.
Trust me. I've done both.
Yeah,
but.
You will enjoy what you find there after you've done that.
Is there really any?
Just get the bobblehead before you blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
The
know
only
if
benefit.
All those.
The only benefit to keeping it is the house you get. But ooh. If you blow it up,
you get a better.
You
place.
Actually get a better house.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. There's something about the finding stuff in this game, like finding where I'm supposed to go. The map is kind of wonky to me.
It'll start making more sense.
I think it'll start making more sense. But
except
it's
for
kind of
downtown
irritating.
DC is still fucking annoying because like there's areas you can't get to without going down into subways, and until you like find them so that you can fast travel, it's really annoying.
Mm. Yeah. It's one of those games where starting out, it's like the learning curve is fairly tough as far as getting around, not necessarily killing things, but just getting around and getting where you want to go. Because there's no, until you find something, you can't fast travel to it. And
I know.
That gets old.
Yeah. Just like Oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but unlike, I think it would have been more soul crushing to lose my Fallout save than my Oblivion one, because having found all those things in downtown DC, at least Oblivion, you can run or jump on your horse and get there fairly quickly because it's all flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this one, like.
Oh, it's not all flat.
Well, I mean, but it's mostly you can just run straight there, and you may have to go around something a little bit. This is like go down and spend 20 minutes going through a subway system to get
attacked by
to get what is basically just across a fallen wall, you know?
Yeah, gotcha.
Like go along the way around, basically. So, anywho.
But still, I like that world better
than
Oblivion.
It's now, much more plain, but, you know.
I'd like some more colors.
Yeah, well, that's you're going to have to
get
used to that.
You're in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have fucking colors?
There's one place.
Yeah, that's true. But
I just want
all I want is Fallout 4, Borderlands Engine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody make that happen now.
Do it.
I will give you money. I will probably not play any other games.
No.
Yeah.
Guaranteed $60 from Mackie.
Exactly.
I will go ahead and give you like $300 and you just give me new shit every month.
Right. Not even on a payment plan.
No, just straight up, here you go.
Straight
here's
up, here's,
development
here's my lifetime subscription.
Yeah.
Give me the goods.
Yeah, like you can subscribe lifetime to TiVo. No, I want this.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and talk about stuff.
More stuff.
Games.
Video games.
Welcome back to the second half of No Quarters 2.1.
Woo!
The second episode, technically.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, BJ.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did you enjoy your break?
My break was excellent, thank you. Awesome. How was yours?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I think we should talk about video games now.
Really? Is that why people listen to this?
Theoretically.
Or we don't know why.
Or person listens to this.
Yes.
Person, not us. Yeah. All right. I guess, as I teased before the break, I played some Nintendo dual-screen games.
Was that the,
since I had no other access to...
Is that the dual-screen eye or the dual-screen regular?
I have just a dual-screen light.
Mm. I have the dual-screen eye.
I have one of the original dual-screen lights with a little cracked hinge. Because
apparently
that's how they were all designed, was the hinge is supposed to crack.
Mm.
Cool.
I went straight from the original DS to a DSi. My main thing that I like about that versus the original one is no more. I actually hated the Game Boy Advance slot because you pretty much had to keep a game in there, otherwise it was like sharp edges on the bottom of your hand.
You're talking about the DS Fat.
Yes, like that's what I'm saying. I had the original one, and I pretty much just always kept a copy of, I don't know what was in there, but some kind of Mario Party, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, at least they put the little cover on the DS Lite.
Yes.
but I didn't like that when you plugged in a game, it stuck out the bottom.
But I don't think the DSi has a GBA slot at all.
No, it does not.
No.
Yeah.
You can download
fuck GBA.
Yeah, you can download
now,
it.
Yeah, now they want you to download it and pay more.
Whatever.
Most likely. Yeah, but I played a few games. I borrowed one from Harlow.
Yay.
By the name of...
Sorry.
Scribblenauts.
Scribblenauts.
Yeah. Good idea. Fun idea, you know. You type out, and you write out anything on their little on-screen keyboard, and it pops up into your game, you know. So you could write zombie, and then suddenly there's a zombie wandering around, and, you know, you can write in UFO, and suddenly there's a little UFO you can hop in and fly. Yeah, that game was designed by people I don't think have ever played another video game before, because the controls are complete crap. I mean, basically, the whole game is crap. It should have been just a little flash game. That is what the main screen is.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it, like, pretty much the arrow, you know, the arrow buttons on the DS move the camera around. The other buttons, I think those move the camera around also. And you interact with everything only by, you know, tapping on the screen. You know, if you're a little guy, if you want him to run right, you tap to the right of him. You want to run left, you tap to the left. You want to pick up the hammer you just spawned into the game, you click on it, and then you select, like, pick up or use or whatever, you know, a little context thing comes up. That's all cool until there's like 20 things on screen, and it's like you're trying to use one to interact with the other, but you've picked the wrong one, or you pressed one pixel too far to the right, and so your guy just decides to start running off the side of the cliff after you've carefully set up everything.
Mm-hmm.
You've spawned a bridge that you've dropped down that you want. Okay, I've tied this rope to this goat, and I'm going to lead the goat back over the bridge. But as you press left to run back on the bridge, your guy instead just pushes the bridge off of the edge into the ravine beneath it, and then follows it quickly after. It's just... It's incredibly frustrating to play, because what it does is you know exactly what you need to do. You know what items you need to use. You know how to use them. And yet the game's like, no, nah, no.
Can't do it.
Yeah. You can spawn, oh my god, there's bees everywhere. Why don't I spawn a beekeeper? Okay, beekeeper runs over, oh god, and dies from all the bees.
He's not a very good keeper.
Worst beekeeper ever.
Yeah, you can, you know, fireman, you know, there's a fire, oh, the fireman needs to get in the house. Oh, so let's give him an axe. Oh no, I just killed the fireman with the axe. It's just stupid, stupid stuff like that I gave up. I actually played it longer than Harlow did, because I brought his copy and his save was on there, and I was like, I want to see how far that motherfucker got in this game. And I look and he's on like world 1-5 or something.
That's because all my time spent with that game is just on the title screen.
On the menu screen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Typing shit and figuring out what fights what and what wins.
Yeah. So you pretty much paid $30 for a flash game.
Yeah.
Because that's all you would use it as.
But I settled, at least in their world, who wins, T-Rex or Cthulhu, and
who
they
won?
Say T-Rex and I say lies.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but
did the T-Rex have an F-14?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But the real problem, and it's just kind of stupid, because some levels it's like the instructions they give are incredibly vague. It'll just be like, hey, trick or treat. So you're like, okay, I type candy, and then all of a sudden I win. It's like, okay, you win this level. Here's your starite. It's just bizarre. And then other ones, it's like, get him home. And there's like two cows, a butcher, four cars with people in them, and you don't know who needs to get home, what's going on. Suddenly somebody will die. You don't know who it was. And it's like, no, you lose. You know, if you try and lead the cow, as soon as you move the cow, all the cars start moving and then run over the cow, and then you lose. And I don't know. I was just, that game is crap. Do not buy Scribblenauts.
So be on the lookout for Scribblenauts 2.
The Mackie edition.
The version that doesn't suck.
Yeah. But I got to world like 3-something and then was like, you know what? Forget this. This is not... I'm not enjoying this at all. Yeah. Why am I playing this?
The worst thing about it to me, and I haven't played it, so this is a complete bullshit opinion, but the worst thing is there's so much potential for a really ridiculously fun game.
Yes.
But they seem to have ruined it with the actual gameplay.
They just spent far too much time trying to figure out what to put in the game instead of building the actual game.
Well, and the problem is those things don't have any use.
I know.
I can't think of any point where I'd want to spawn a Cthulhu or a zombie that would help me beat the level.
Yeah.
You know?
From what I understand from hearing about some other people's experiences, you know, there are a shitload of things that you can spawn, but really you only end up with about 6 to 10 mm-hmm. items that you use throughout the entire game.
Yes.
To win the game.
Yeah, for the most part. So I would say, and isn't there something like if you get a vending machine and handcuffs, you can beat just about any.
Yeah, there's.
I think someone told me that it's something. It's some very bizarre combination that when you attach one thing to the other, that like you can pretty much beat anything in the game.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense, but you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. So I popped that out and put in Professor Layton in the Diabolical Box, which is a.
I think I dated her.
Yes. Hey. Oh.
Whoa.
That's some Diabolical Box right there.
Yeah. Which is the sequel to Professor Layton in the Curious Village.
Okay.
Which is a much, much, much better game.
Why don't you describe a little bit of this game?
It's basically if you got a book of brain teasers and then put them in a game with a story between the brain teasers. That would be the game. Because it works very much like an old school point-and-click adventure game.
Okay.
Where you move around and you... well, Professor Layton and the Curious Village, the first one, it was you're there in the village to find out the secret, you know, find the golden apple, I think it was. And so you got Professor Layton and his apprentice, Luke, and they wander around and you'll meet somebody and they'll say, oh, you know, I want to bring the bridge down for you, but I can't find the crank. You know, and then you have to find the crank. And then when you find the crank and you bring it back, it's like, oh, which way does the crank fit? You know, and there'll be like, and then it'll be a puzzle where it's like, okay, well, the shape and this shape, but you have to flip, the shape to make it fit. It's basically a bunch of brain teasers.
Okay.
And it feels, it's kind of, a little bit of it feels like taking an IQ test the whole time you're playing it.
I was going to say, it sounds like a damn SAT.
No, but it's fun. But it's one of those games where you either feel like the smartest person on the planet and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, that was easy. Or you feel like a complete retard because you're like, I don't know how many matchsticks will make this work. You know, it's just some of them are awesome and then some of them are just drive you insane. And this one's good, but the story is very weird. I don't know if it's like a Japanese thing or what, but it's when you go around, Professor Layton is always like, oh, well, a gentleman solves puzzles for people, you know, and everyone you meet, of course, and this was a complaint many people had about the first one, is everyone you meet is like, hey, nice to meet you. I have a puzzle. Solve it. You know, and then he's got the little apprentice going around. He's like, oh, professor, I can help you solve it. You know, and everyone you meet is like, I'll help you, but you have to solve this puzzle for me first. Or, you know, Professor Layton, they'll go out to the back of the, they're on a train in this one. They'll go out the back. They'll look at the landscape. It's like, oh, the landscape goes by so fast. Speaking of fast, Luke, this reminds me of a puzzle. You know, so that's, oh, and here's your new puzzle. Gotcha. You know, could you imagine if like CSI was like that? It's like, it's like, yeah, her eyes have been gouged out and her ears have been raped. He's
like, this reminds he's like, me well, of a puzzle.
You know, and you can see Caruso, well, Frank, this, speaking of ears, that reminds me of a puzzle.
Yeah,
you know, it's, everything reminds him of a puzzle. So that's how they bring it in. And it's
this man has got a psychological condition.
Yeah. And
yo, dog, I heard you like puzzles.
So I put
and
puzzle
I don't know what
puzzle.
The deal is with like his little apprentice, Luke, who follows him around everywhere. Puzzle. It's weird. It's just like...
Professor Layton is like, his father.
No.
No, they actually have a point where they skip that. They're like, he's like, I'm Professor Layton and this is my... And then like Luke stops him from saying something. And then you're like, okay... So I don't know if they're like trying to...
This is my bastard,
yeah,
Luke.
Yeah. But it's just like, say, Luke, speaking of child rape, that reminds me of a puzzle. But, I mean, the game's fun, but if the story is weird. But it can make you feel pretty smart or pretty stupid. In my case, it was stupid a lot of the time. But
well, since I don't have a DS or a DS Lite or a DSi, I'm probably not going to play this game.
Yeah.
And I don't like feeling stupid, so I probably won't.
No, you probably like Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars a little better then.
I do have that.
Yeah, that game's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That game is surprisingly GTA-like for being on a DS and being kind of top-down.
Yeah.
It's.
I just wanted to get to the point where it became Dope Wars. I mean, sadly, I just want a straight Dope Wars game or, you know, games like that where it's go over here, sell it for this much, go over here, sell it for that much.
Yeah, I haven't quite reached that point yet, but... I enjoy searching through dumpsters and then finding a fish head or a dildo.
Well,
Which it's like, hey, you found a dildo. And then the next one you go, oh, hey, you found a handgun. I'm like, oh, cool, handgun.
Yay.
That might have more use than a dildo.
Maybe.
Depends on your profession.
From what I could tell, it did not store the dildos in your inventory, though.
Oh.
I was kind of disappointed in that. I was like,
you have 37 dildos.
Dildos. I was like, oh, come on.
Just combine dildo with fish head.
That's scribble knots.
Oh. That was all old point-and-click adventure games.
Yeah, but...
Honey on the cat fur.
Yeah.
Only thing
Chicken
that...
with a bully.
Only real complaint I could have about that game so far is all the cars feel the same. You know, there was a... The thing, a lot, big thing about GTA for me is, okay, you get in this crap car, it feels like crap, you know, so mm-hmm. you steal a better car and you're like, yeah, this is awesome. And just the way that, just the way it's top-down graphics and it's kind of set up is you kind of don't get
as
much.
You're kind of limited with your little DS cart as mm-hmm. to how much, you know, how much you can do with a with each individual car.
Yeah, but I mean, they all kind of look and feel the same. The only real difference you can tell is when it's on the bottom, when it pops up and says, oh, you're in a burrito, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm in a burrito. No.
Yeah, but I do like that it's very much, missions are much shorter. Mm. Rampages are much shorter. Because, I mean, it's, you know, it's built for a portable system. So it's kind of like they've kept that in mind. Whereas I think some games forget that sort of thing. That, you know, maybe I can only play this for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a lot, I think they're better about that in that game.
That was my phone, sorry.
Oh.
I suck.
Avon calling.
If one were to buy a handheld gaming system,
mm-hmm.
would one buy a PSP or a DSE?
Well, you might say DS, but...
I've got more games that I play on DS, and the battery life is significantly better than a PSP.
That's true.
PSP, that's my problem, is 5 hours and it's dead.
Hmm.
And if you're on a plane or a car or whatever, and you don't have a place to stop and charge it, then...
Gotcha.
Actually, sadly, can I take choice C?
Which is?
Say, go buy a iPod Touch or an iPhone. Because you'll probably get more use out of it for other things than gaming.
Gotcha.
I mean, seriously, though, I mean, it's like, it's sad, but I mean, I rarely ever carry around my DS or my PSP. I like them, and I take them on trips.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. that's the only time I ever play them. I don't just walk around on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But I'll pull out my iPhone and play a game of Monopoly or Texas Hold'em or whatever.
Well, I mean,
on the go, like, all the time.
Yeah. I don't know that I would be one to play a Monopoly or a Texas Hold'em on the DS.
Lots of things on there.
Yeah.
I'm not too crazy about controlling with, like, using the iPhone's controls.
Well, it depends on what you want to play. If you want to play like a platformer, yes, it's probably not your best choice.
Right.
But,
but if you're doing like a tower defense or something.
You want to play tower defense, you want to play Peggle, it's awesome. It works really well.
Awesome. Yeah, I brought Peggle Dual Shot with me too.
Yeah.
I finally beat the regular Peggle, so I can play Peggle Knights now. I was stuck on
Why are you looking at me?
I was stuck on literally the second to last level of Peggle.
Yeah, you should be looking at me, who's almost done with all the challenges on the Peggle on the iPhone.
Nice.
I've got like score a million points on one level, which I can't do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into Peggle Knights now. But but I
Peggle Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes. It's Notor.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Pnotor.
Pnotor.
Yeah, but I love my PSP, and it has some good games on it that it's like, when you look at them, you're like, how the fuck did they make this on a portable system?
It's almost as good as the Game Gear.
Almost, but not quite. It's more on the Nomad level.
Gotcha.
But no, I love the PSP, and it has some really good games, but as far as like portability and all, and battery life and really having more games to pick from, I would have to go with the DS personally.
Yeah, sadly, that's true. But, I mean, there are certain games on the PSP that I've played the ever-living crap out of.
Yeah, Lumines. I played the crap out of that.
Yeah, that wasn't one of them.
GTA Liberty City Stories. I played the crap out of that.
Yeah, it depends on what you want. I mean, the DS
me
has...
and my Katamari.
The DS has, like, you know, like, to me, it excels in, like, the weird games. Like, the games I wouldn't play anywhere else, kind of like the iPhone. I mean, it's mm-hmm. I don't, other than like New Super Mario Brothers, I haven't played many just straight up, like I could see this being on a console. It just happens to be on a handheld. And the PSP is like, gives me that console feel fix on the go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can play pretty much the same kind of games, except for the lack of a second analog kind of hurts that a lot. But I mean, you know.
It hurt me and my Katamari quite a bit.
But I mean, I can take Marvel Ultimate Alliance with me on the go, and it feels almost like the exact same game. Mm-hmm. You just in a portable experience. So,
yeah,
depends.
Well, I guess that's why it's the PlayStation Portable and exactly. not the the Sony.
Yeah,
if video game handheld.
I think what I'd tell you, if you're looking more for puzzle games and that sort of thing, then you definitely want to play on a DS. But if you're looking for more like, you know, racing or, you know, Wipeout or GT or Grand, what do you call it? Not Grand Theft. Well, there is Grand Theft Auto. Grand Turismo.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that sort of thing, then you'd probably want to go with the PSP.
Probably, are there Burnout games on the PSP? Probably just one somewhere.
Maybe. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Well, whatever. But yes, it's the
Microsoft handheld video game system.
Yeah, well, that would be cool. I mean, that would be awesome if they made something that you could, like, take your Xbox arcade games on the go. I mean, I don't need any more power than that.
Don't taunt me.
It's the Microsoft, the Zune game system.
The Zune Go.
Yeah.
Go Zune.
The Zune Arcade.
The Squirtle.
Imagine if you sync that with your gamer. With your gamer tag.
God, it'd take like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There's Burnout Legends. How could I not think of that? Because it's one of the most annoying things. Actually,
do you have it?
I do. Or no, or maybe I rented it. Because I was really disappointed. Like, it's a fun game and it's Burnout on the go. But what I hate about it is it has the most horrible caching system known to man. Because if you're doing crash mode, typically you run through a crash about 10 times to try to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it like rebuffers the entire thing every single time.
Oy.
Like reloads, and it's like, yeah, it's one little tiny thing. Like, I just did it, just keep it in the memory and
reset.
Let's go again.
Load times do kind of suck on that system.
Yeah, but that's like the worst offender I've ever seen.
Yeah,
like it just made no sense. Like, it's already in memory, just keep it there, let me keep retrying. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, that's one thing I'll never understand about game systems is like memory limits that they have. Because the PSP, you know, it has a little web browser built in. Mm-hmm. And before I had a phone that did web browsing, I would use that. Like, if I was in an airport, I'd just connect to that and use that. But, God, like, some websites wouldn't even load because there wasn't enough memory. And I'm like, I'm just going to a web page.
Right.
There are just text and pictures. Yeah. How can you be out of memory? You know, and when you think about putting together a computer, like, for short of hard drive storage, the thing that's probably the cheapest per, you know, whatever measurement you want to go by is going to be memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never understood why consoles give this bare minimum of something, or, you know, even something like a PSP or a DS where there's just not that much. It's like, why not just put,
you can buy a freaking,
you know, another
like an
5,
SD card,
megs
like
or
a
whatever.
12 meg or a 12 gig SD card. And
yeah, I don't understand why memory doesn't, why there isn't increased memory on those. And that would help with things like that, where Burnout just sits there and loads and loads and loads. 256K
memory.
Yeah, it never made any sense to me. But
yeah. I'm trying to think what other... There was another DS, or not DS, PSP game I had that was just like atrocious with load times, but I can't remember now. But I know I remember being bothered by that and then wondering if the game was going to, you know, if the PSP was going to die because the battery was going to run out because it's been accessing that damn disc for so long.
Yeah, I don't know. Just I got Puzzle Quest on there first and play. I mean, you can get it on the DS too, but it looks better on the PSP. I mean, I played a ton of Puzzle Quest. I mean, I'm stupid obsessed with Hot Shots Golf, so I've played the ever-loving crap out of that on PSP.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, there, as with any system, it has its pluses and its minuses.
Yeah.
But I like them. Just don't get a PSP Go.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to kill the load times, you can get a PSP Go.
Yeah.
But
amazingly, they didn't fix the battery life.
Huh.
PSP Go lasts about just as long as a regular PSP does, which is 6 hours max on a full charge playing games. Which,
yeah, that's the one with no UMD slot.
Right? Yeah.
And
you
basically
have
to download
just,
your games.
Yeah, go wireless and download any games you put on it. And they talked about having an exchange program or whatever where, you know, you own physical copies of the game. You could somehow trade them in and get a download code or whatever. And then Sony was like, yeah, that's a monstrous pain in the ass.
Yeah,
so we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So they took that out and just said, yeah, we're just going to put them on the store. If you want it, buy it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, dick move. Good job.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess that is significant considering it's the first pretty much online only console.
Yeah. Right.
No physical media whatsoever.
Yeah.
But they just did everything wrong. Well, the screen is smaller.
Except for the iPhone.
Well,
if you want to call that a gaming platform.
No.
No, we're not calling that a gaming platform.
Nope.
That's not its purpose. That's okay. Like a side
It's like
thing.
Like a PC. That's not its purpose. Yeah. It's not video games.
Exactly.
Sure.
That's just something extra.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But no, I mean.
You should see the look of consternation on Harlow's face right now.
Listen, if AT&T's network didn't suck, I would have an iPhone right now. But AT&T's network sucks, so I don't have an iPhone.
Also, there's the fact that it's an Apple iPhone.
I don't care about that. Yeah, whatever.
Not with Apple as a company, just the way they do their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The lockdown, I don't...
Yeah, oh. One little Professor Layton side note is with the DS, the screen resolution, not so hot. And a lot of the puzzles that I've seen so far have, like, point out what's wrong in this picture.
Oh, great.
And you're squinting at the screen, like looking at individual pixels going, what the fuck?
That pixel's different than this pixel.
There was one, I swear to God, I was just like, what the fuck am I supposed to circle on this thing?
Just and hit then, everything.
Yeah, so I did hint, 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 and it's like...
God, you're stupid.
And it's like, look closely. That was one of their hints. I was like, what? And then the next one, it was like...
I'm looking at a pixel, motherfucker.
Yeah, and then the next one's like... It doesn't have anything to do with the dog or the lady on the right. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, there's a dog?
Yeah, I'm like, that was a dog and that was a lady, all right. And then the last one's like, look at the train. There's something wrong with it. So I'm like, okay. And so I started circling bits of the train. It's like, no, sorry, try again. Look closely.
No, sorry. Yeah.
So I kept circling it, and all the time the points are going down because you get a certain number of points when you get something right. And then if you miss, it's like, oh, this is only worth 12 points now, you know, and then it just keeps dropping. So finally, I'm just circling everything. I'm like, I've circled everything on this goddamn screen, and I couldn't figure it out. And then there's one thing like in the top left corner that I had to circle. And I didn't even know what it meant. And then finally, when I beat it, it's like, oh, here's why this isn't right. And I was like...
It's like 2 pixels by 2 pixels. And
yeah, but there's a lot of those little things where you're just like squinting at the screen trying to figure out what the hell this is supposed to be.
So, in short, fuck Professor Layton.
No, fuck Scribblenauts.
Oh, fuck Scribblenauts and Professor Layton.
Professor Layton apparently fucks Luke, his apprentice, but... yeah.
Whew.
Anyway. So, yes. Video games.
Video games.
So, I beat the Uncharted. I don't remember at what point and where I talked about it, but...
I know, I asked you about Uncharted 1.
Yeah.
Of course, who knows if that was even an episode.
I don't remember.
This is the problem with...
Losing stuff.
With PC gaming. Today
is that it forgets where you talked about your PlayStation 3 computer and payment system.
But yes, Uncharted and Uncharted 2, you beat both.
Yes.
Correct?
I had only played, and this may be rerunning things, but I'd only played like maybe 2 or 3 hours of the first Uncharted. Sad because I got it with my PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Finally went back and beat it because I got on, and I don't know why, I just decided to play it. And I immediately ordered Uncharted 2 and sat and played all the way through that. And, if you have a PS3 and you don't have those games, fuck you.
Buy them.
Wow. I
have. Or they're just not your kind of game.
But I have them. I haven't played them.
Well, fuck you. No, I mean, all right, semi-fuck you, because you have them at least. But no, I mean, unless they're not your kind of games, I mean, but they're amazing. I mean, Uncharted 2 is leaps and bounds better than the already good game Uncharted 1. It's just amazing.
Very
it's,
good looking game.
It, it's
like really, like, really crisp.
Like really, if it wasn't like such a, I hate to fault games for being such a confined like playthrough once experience, because otherwise that would be a serious contender for my game of the year, because it's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely one of the best like presented games I've ever played. Mm-hmm. Just but it has that sense of, okay, it's kind of like a long movie. I'm done with it. It's hard for me to pick that over Borderlands, where I've spent 50 hours and I could spend more, you know, so, but it, you know, high contender for game of the year.
Yeah. I played a bit of Uncharted 1 and I got sidetracked on trying to find all the stupid little
and see, I didn't
relics or whatever. I think they call them in there, treasures. Or
you'll
whatever.
Probably want to do that even more with the second one, because there's more cool things to unlock with them.
Yeah. But I did like the combination of, you know, the Tomb Raider exploring with kind of the third person gear style shooting at dudes and taking cover and doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which I heard with 2, everything they did is better.
It is. They no longer make you use the 6-axis controls to control grenades or balance or anything. It's just
Thank you,
God. That's out. The dialogue is absolutely excellent. I mean, just not only the way it's recorded, but like the writing is just absolutely phenomenal. And I love that it makes fun of things that people complain about in the first game. And I mean, to have that, you know, self-reference.
Did they mention, you know, shooting a guy 20 times in the chest and he doesn't die?
Not specifically, no. Yeah. I mean, it's more like, I don't know. I don't know how much I want to talk about it, but there's a point in...
No spoilers.
There's a point in Uncharted 1 where it goes a little crazy. It kind of becomes Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just out of nowhere, like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah. And they make nice reference of that in this one.
Okay.
Because I think they kind of realized, like, yeah, what were we thinking a little bit?
Really?
So, yeah. But, yeah, this one's just, I mean, there's some of the most funny jokes you can come in contact with in, like, a non-Tim Schafer kind of game.
I mean, like, genuinely funny.
Genuinely funny. Like, I mean, I just was busting out laughing at several points sitting in my, you know, dark living room by myself.
Nice.
And some of them I don't think you necessarily, I think they present it in a way where it's, like, it's there and you kind of think, oh, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's things you'd miss, like, if you didn't do it. Like, I don't think it would pop up otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say there's a point where you find a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the swimming pool. That's all I'm going to say. just...
Okay.
I can't
get in the pool!
I can't say more than that, because I don't want to ruin anything. But,
okay.
But, yeah, it's funny.
Nice.
And an excellent game. And, yeah. It's one of, like, 3 or 4 games I've beaten on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
My Blu-ray player.
You beat, what else you beat?
I beat
Infamous on it, right?
Yeah. And, well,
that was another one of my Christmas pickups.
Yeah, I'm playing through again on being evil.
You know? Okay.
It's so weird, like, certain games make me want to play evil, and some games make me want to play good, and that was one of the ones immediately I wanted to be good, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, because aren't you set up basically as a superhero?
You are, but, I mean, with a game like Infamous, you'd think
yeah.
it might make you lean towards being evil more, but... And I'll tell you, playing through on evil is pretty goddamn fun.
Right.
Just having reckless disregard for everyone in the city is kind of fun. But, I don't know, something about certain the way the games were presented, if they have a branching thing, they make me go one way or the other in that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, in Oblivion and Fallout, I was all about, you know, doing things as good as possible.
I think the majority of people. Yeah. I think the majority of people do that anyway.
Yeah,
tend to go good.
I think just because that's what you're expected to be. You're expected to be the hero of the story.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take my Fallout play towards evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I've decided, you know, it's kind of like Wasteland.
It ends up being more fun, but limiting your choices.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
tell you one thing, is that I don't want to tell you how to play the game, but...
But you're going to anyway?
No, I'm just going to give you a hint, because, you know, there are points in the game, if you're going for completion's sake, that you will want to do things as neutral and evil and good, you know, mm-hmm. and it's easier to go down than it is to go up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, I mean, it's
if
super...
You're doing, basically, if you're doing...
achievements?
Yeah, if you're doing achievements, yeah. There's that, but there's also...
Yeah, there's other things. I mean, you know, if you don't care, then play however you want to play, but I'm just saying, like, it's very easy to take your karma down than it is to take it back up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't say that I'm playing it from a karma... points perspective, mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to kind of be an asshole.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Well, that was one of the better things, you know, talking about Mass Effect again, was the Paragon Renegade, where the Paragon was kind of like, I'm the good guy superhero response to things, and the Renegade was like, I don't give a shit, let's get the job done.
Fuck you.
And it was so much fun to do Renegade responses, like when you were talking to people, because you could, like, you know, if you were the Paragon, you'd... Like, oh, well, let's find a diplomatic solution to this problem. And if you're a renegade, you're like, if you don't give me this, I'm going to shoot you in the fucking head right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so much fun to pick those responses. And the guy who did the voice acting for it, too, was just... He was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reporter. That's my favorite one of any game.
When he throws her up against the...
There's column. A reporter who, like, he lands in the spaceship or whatever, you know, the Citadel. And she's like, oh, I hear you've been doing this, you know. And you can be like... Yes, it was very, you know, you can be a politician response, or you can just be like, get this camera out of my face, you know, and there's something, and then she asks some question, and there's one response, if you pick the worst one, he will actually just haul off and deck her right in the mouth.
Nice.
I was like, that happened, and I was like, I was laughing so hard, just because I was so shocked, because I expected him to just be like, get this camera away from me, fuck you, I'm going, but no, he just like, oh, is that right? And he just cold cocks her. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I love that there's like certain points in that game. I mean, because I am playing through trying to be a renegade because to do that side of it. And like there's one where, this is very early on in the game, but a guy's complaining because his wife was killed in battle and they won't give her body.
Yeah.
So it's weird because like you're doing the right thing, but the way you go about doing it is so awesome when you choose the renegade choices. Cause like there's the, you know, the pencil pusher guy who's in charge of this and you can go up to him and be like, you know, you got to give back the body. And he's like, well, no, we're doing research. It's going to save people. And basically like you choose a renegade after he just throws him against the wall. He's like, do you know who the fuck I am? You're going to give him back the body. And it's like, okay, I just did the right thing. But
yeah,
the way I did it was awesome.
Yeah. Just like there's the one guy who's your biggest fan who comes up to you. He's fun. You can make him cry.
Awesome. Yeah. And then, well, is it the same reporter chick in the beginning?
Because
you can like extort her for more money. She's like, I'll pay you if you can get me this information. And you throw up against the wall. It's like, I don't think that's enough.
Yeah. You can play the game as Jack Bauer is what we're saying. And that... But
I need a socket.
To see, I enjoy when games do that. If you're evil, they make it fun because generally the way games are designed is if you're good, you're going to get more options to do things,
right?
And you're going to get more items, and people are going to help you more. Whereas if you're bad, you kind of can cut off avenues of stuff that you would have been able to do if you were good, and you just don't get that experience. And I think that's why people go good most of the time. I know that's why I do. Is
what about BioShock though? That's one that's deceptive about what's good and what's evil.
Well, BioShock, if you went good, you got much better stuff in the long run. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because they would reward you with more things. Mm. Or you'd have to wait longer to get them.
Yeah, but that's true. That's right. That's what I did. I saved them.
But yeah, if you killed them, it was just like, okay, I get stuff now.
Yeah.
And
that's true. I forgot. Yeah.
And all that really gave you was points to buy more stuff. But if you were good, you'd still get the points, but you'd get a little bonus. But you just have to wait longer to get them. So it was kind of... I don't know. That was one of those where it just wasn't handled well. I know they made a big deal before the game came out about, oh, you have the choice. You can, you know, that was back before it was really in every freaking game possible. But I don't know. It was just, I didn't like the way they handled it in that one.
Hmm.
And it was, basically much more, it was much more black and white, and white was the choice that gave you more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And made the game easier. So, of course, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, let's do this.
Well, yeah, speaking of, and I don't want to go back too much to this, but, like, that's what I gathered from Dragon Age. If, like, you wanted to play evil, it would actually, like, majorly lock things out of the game. I didn't try it, but I think there would honestly be points where you wouldn't even get the other characters in your party if you did asshole responses.
Yes, but from what I've heard, there's also good guy responses that will make asshole characters leave.
Okay.
So there's pretty much no way to get everyone on one playthrough.
Hmm. Okay.
Type thing.
Maybe.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, but I've heard that there, you know, if there's certain people where you think, oh, well, I better do the nice guy response, and then somebody in your party will be like, are you stupid? Fuck you, and then leaves, and you can't get them back.
Nice.
So I think it works both ways, which is good.
Okay.
You know, I'd rather have that, where it's like, okay, let's do a whole other thing with, you know, with this group.
Hey, let's put consequences in.
Yeah. Consequences that were more than, hey, you got this armor, or hey, you got that armor.
Did you say horse armor?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So do we want to talk our cheap game picks?
Sure.
Now we're done rambling about whatever.
Yeah. Well, we played some games and talked about
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Played some video games.
Value games.
Yes.
Games, typically, we try to shoot for under 30, really more around the $20 or less range.
Yeah.
And that's mostly ones that are like new, because eventually you can get everything pretty cheap at GameStop. But
okay, well there goes my pick. My pick is on the very old side, but you know, whatever. I'll say,
yeah, that's true.
Mine's on the very old side, but that's because you can get it for like $5, really, if you look around.
Nice.
And it goes on the list of things I've probably spent the most time playing on Xbox 360, and that is Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the first one.
Mm.
If you haven't played it, go get it. If you like comic book characters at all, if you ever played X-Men Legends, it's the same kind of game with a lot more characters and
it's,
not just X-Men.
From what you've told me, it's much better than 2.
Yeah, I like 2. It's just, it's weird. It's a different kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of more of the same, and they cleaned up the interface and party management and things, but it just doesn't feel as broad, and I don't know, it just feels a little bit off. And I'm actually someone who likes the Civil War storyline, so I found that aspect interesting, but then something about the game still kind of felt a little hollow. Yeah. So I'm up in the air about two, but sold completely on one.
Ultimate Alliance was the first game I got all the achievement points in,
and I'm
including the DLC.
I'm fairly close, but not all the way.
But that's a terrific game.
You can get the game for about $5, $6, I think, at GameStop, maybe, and you know, used whatever.
I guess I'm wrong in saying that get them new. But I mean, even if it was new, it would probably be $20.
Yeah, they have the Gold Edition, which has the DLC already included in it. But if you can find the plain vanilla version for cheap enough, you can get the DLC for $10. Whereas I saw, I think the Gold Edition is selling for $20 or $30 brand new. So
So it's like, why bother?
Yeah, why bother? Because you're not going to want to buy it.
Unless you want a shiny disc without scratches or anything.
Maybe. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But that's a great game. And it's also, you know, as we noted earlier, you can play four-player co-op, one screen.
Yes. One screen.
And it's
which is the future
tons
of video
of fun
games.
That way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sad that like we've gone so much with online that they forget about single-player split-screen stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, if they had a game like Torchlight or anything on a 360 where you could all sit on the same screen, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a big complaint of mine about the current generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that they just put in the co-op. Because wasn't it 50 Cent Blood on the Sand? You guys tried to play it co-op and it actually forced you to sign out of
it. Yeah, not only could you not do it, you couldn't have two people sign into the Xbox at the same time.
Right. Yeah. You have to do it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because it forces you to log off otherwise.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because that, I mean, you're rendering so much information, I guess. It's too much for one console. There ain't enough FIDI to go, you know. Mm-hmm. Or there ain't enough console for more than one FIDI action.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of lame. But helicopters. Ultimate Alliance, all for you.
Yes. Yep.
Take a seat and play.
And the DLC is really...
Just more characters.
It's just more characters. They're fun characters. But, like, I mean, Hulk should have been in
Hulk
the main
was
game.
Worth the DLC alone. And I mean, he's the only one that I really kept.
And Doctor Doom is hella fun too on the evil side. Sabretooth, you know, I don't know. Magneto's okay. Yeah.
A lot of them are just reskins. Venom's, Hulk was one of the few that felt like a new character. Kinda. Yeah.
Now, Hawkeye was actually kind of fun too.
That's right. Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah,
that's a great pick, and you can get it so cheap.
Yeah,
and
at least
get so many hours.
At least there's
game.
A you know, if you care about achievements, there are achievements for the DLC characters. I don't think there are for the MUA 2. I think there's just more characters. Oh, really? I don't think there's achievements that go with them.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, the comic book missions, also, there's just tons of fun stuff to do in that game.
Yep.
It's just a very well done RPG. Mm-hmm. And really, you can get that on anything. It's on 360. Yeah. It's on PSP. It's on PS2. It's on Wii. It's on
that
everything.
PC thing that's
dead. Is there a PC version?
I think so. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I could
no,
be
actually,
speaking
I think
my
you're
ass.
Right. I think you're right. I think there is. But either way, you can find it just about any system you want. Yeah. My pick... Speaking of same screen co-op, Lego Star Wars Complete Saga.
You
get it new for $20. You can even download it from the 360 marketplace for $20. That's probably get it used even cheaper, but it'll probably be a little kid's copy that's all scratched up. Yeah. But
it's
the
pretty sweet game.
Yeah, the Lego Star Wars games are just fun. Well, all the Lego games. I mean, there's Lego Indiana Jones, there's Lego Batman. They're just fun. And they're easy. You're not gonna go insane trying to beat them. Yeah, same screen co-op. And it's just, you can just pick up the controller in the middle of someone's level and just hit start, and it'll let you start playing.
Yeah.
Like an arcade game.
Yeah.
Insert quarter.
Yeah, it's...
No quarters. Tokens only.
Sorry.
And of course, being Lego games, they're very family friendly. Mm-hmm. So that's good. I mean, I don't know what much more to tell you. But Lego Star Wars Complete Saga. Don't bother with Lego Star Wars 2, which is the original... movies, you know, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and Star Wars.
And Return of the Sith.
But yeah, for the same price, you can get one with all six games, with all six movies in it.
So is that basically just like Lego Star Wars 1 and 2 in one game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's some graphic upgrades. Yeah. A lot of the levels look better because, you know, I borrowed your copy of Lego Star Wars 2 way back when and actually spent the time to get all 1,000 points in it, so I played enough to know to be immediately like, oh, hey, they changed the lighting in this level and do that, which is insane in itself. But yeah, Lego Star Wars Complete Saga is much better value than Lego Star Wars 2. And, you know, if you get Lego Indiana Jones 1, you don't have to bother with that fourth movie. that's in Lego Indiana Jones 2. So there's that.
Good. I actually have that. So I've actually played more of the Indiana Jones than the Star Wars one that I own.
Yeah. The Indiana Jones one is fun, but there's not as big a variety in characters. Yeah. But it's just fun to...
I just like to play short round.
Yeah, nice. And it's also a game that's very replayable. In fact, you know, if you're going to get all the, you know, to buy the cheats and get all the points and all that stuff in it, you know, and unlock all the cool stuff, you kind of have to play through levels again. But it's just a lot of fun game with a lot of replayability, and you can get other people in your game and sit on the same couch and have fun. And you're not going to get mad and throw your controller. So.
Most likely.
No, not unless you're playing Lego Star Wars 2 and you're trying to do Death Star without dying so you can get an achievement. Then you will throw your controller and smash things. So, yeah. So, what do you got, BJ?
You know, I couldn't really come up with anything because I suck. So, I'm going to think really hard for about 2 seconds while I'm talking. And then, if I can't come up with anything, like now, I'm just going to go with buy something on Steam.
But PC
Steam
gaming
will
is dead.
Always have a sale.
Right. Because PC gaming is dying, mm-hmm. Steam has a bunch of sales.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So buy the stuff so that you can pretend that PC gaming isn't dead.
Okay.
Somebody already said Torchlight, and you know, for a value game, but Steam always has a bunch of ridiculous sales, and you know, you can get a smaller game for like $3.
And there's a lot of fun little games on there.
I'll pick one for you. World of Goo.
Yeah, there you go. World of Goo.
Never played it. How is
it? It's fun.
It's awesome. I've played it a dozen times.
Just a dozen?
Yes.
I picked it for you just because it's like today only. I think it's like really on sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's
not like, that it matters for people listening to this anymore.
I know, but
it matters for me logging into steampowered.com. And...
Yeah. The real reason that PC gaming has been dead to me is because my PC has not been capable of gaming for about 6.5 years.
That's an old PC.
It's about 6 months after I bought it.
Is it like a Gateway 2000?
No, it's not. It's
a Packard Bell?
No. No, it's one I bought bare bones at a show, at one of the computer rating shows. And I recently got an upgrade, and as soon as I get a graphics card that's capable of something more than 16-bit color at 800 by 600, I'm going to be...
Dude, 8-bit color's where it's at, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
MCGA, motherfucker.
I'm looking to upgrade from 16-bit to 8-bit color.
You're going to notice a difference.
I think I will. No, I want to get a card that's got more than 2 megs of video memory.
Of VRAM?
Of RAM.
VRAM.
Yeah, so I'm looking for something in the 8 or 16 megs range, hopefully.
Cool.
So.
Right on.
Anyhow, but buy shit from Steam, because you can even run Steam on your Linuxes.
That's nice.
If you're Wine capable.
Steam's smart about that stuff, man.
You don't. There's not actually a Steam client.
They got to capture all of that small market they can.
Right. There's actually not a client for the Linuxes, but
you can just make have it. To hack it in.
And you don't even really have to hack it. There's a program called Wine that you use.
Oh, it's not fair.
It's called Wine because they whined until they couldn't. Yeah. Anyhow, you can run Windows stuff on
Would
through
that stand
Wine
for
in the
Win
Linuxes.
Emulator, maybe
something like that.
See, I'm lame. I still have Vista.
Yeah.
Because I bought my computer last year. And
You know what? I'm running an absolutely free
Ubuntu.
Operating system. Yeah. That's how lame I am. And cheap, also.
Hey. If it runs what you want it to run, then why not?
So far, so good.
Shit, yeah.
And that man, the difference in 7 years of technology is so fucking incredible. Like,
kind of startling.
Oh, it is. Because I took out the old shit, and I scowled at it for about 20 minutes, and then... Pop the new motherboard and RAM.
Did you at any point say, what's wrong with you?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay, cool.
But I already knew what was wrong with it, so it's kind of rhetorical. Mm-hmm. But I popped in the motherboard, fired it up, and it's like, whoa!
It exploded?
The case started smoking, and my hair... It was like the Maxell commercial where my hair was being blown back sitting in the chair.
That's speed.
Yeah.
That's power.
Mm-hmm.
And it booted up in like a 20th of the time.
You are ready to play Torchlight.
Boom, 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 boom.
And, you know, you can, like, click on the Firefox button. Mm-hmm. It goes, boop! There's Firefox. And
Firefox, motherfucker!
Ah! So it's awesome. I'm looking forward to playing some PC games now.
Yeah.
And I'll report on how much they suck.
I would loan you some, but they all have DRM, so sorry.
So it doesn't matter.
And corrupted saves.
Yeah.
All right, shall we wrap this off? Wrap this up so we can go buy BJ a video card.
Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna do. Gonna buy an EGA card.
Yes,
16 color.
You will never need any more memory than that.
Nope.
An SXVGAQ.
SLI.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for triple SLI.
Hmm, awesome.
Get yourself a super AGP Express card.
Yeah, AGP Express 8X.
AGPCI Express.
I wish.
Yeah.
What was it? What was there before? There was PCI.
PCI, AGP.
Oh, there's VESA. VESA was the old hot shit video technology.
Yeah.
VESA local bus, bitch. Right.
And before that, there were the legacy ISA cards, which were about, ISA cards. Mm-hmm. Like, the slot was like 16 inches long.
Yep. I'm going to go get you a Voodoo Banshee.
Yeah.
Dude, 3DFX all the way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, now that we've talked about early 90s video cards.
We like to stay topical.
Let's talk about 14.4.
I hear there's some cool Quake mods out.
Yes. Anyhow, I think we should wrap this shit up.
All right.
Might as well.
Who's going to tell them how to get in touch with us?
You are.
Am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you should visit noquarters.net, which is the website, which has all the fantastic features like,
comments.
Comments. And
and sometimes random stupid stuff.
Random
that we
stupid
post.
Shit, and
we will post
a feedback
soon.
Link and a subscribe in iTunes link and all that.
Hey, can't you get us on iTunes?
You can get us on iTunes. We're
finally.
What should they search for?
They should search for No Quarters, and they will most likely find us. Look for our No Tokens logo. Mm-hmm. Please subscribe there. Rate us. Write a review if you feel the need.
Are we on Twitter?
We are on Twitter at No Quarters Net. Because some dickhole has at No Quarters and hasn't posted for a year. Thanks, dickhole. And you can email us at talk@noquarters.net.
We will talk back to you.
Don't think we've set up a Facebook page yet. We may not.
We have.
Have we? Okay. Yeah. We set up a Facebook page. You can search for No Quarters on Facebook and become a fan. I don't know what happens there. It's the Fache book. I don't know.
Eh. Stuff it's
we get to 50, we can save the website name on there. Woo! Or something. That's all I know.
So check us out on all those various and assorted features.
Yeah,
on the internet,
it'll be fun. Yeah.
It's going to be. Yeah. I'm going to start posting about PC gaming.
Yeah, if you'd like to if you'd like to write any articles, reviews, previews, anything for us, send us an email. You know, we can set you up and give you some credits for writing shit for the website.
Yeah,
because we always bitch about not having enough time, and yet we've become ambitious enough and said we want to make a blogging / podcasting website, and we'll
pay you in adulation.
Yes, in internet fame,
in kudos.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just be like being in Project Gotham.
Yes,
except it's Project No Quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Exactly.
Okay. Kudos.
So, sorry if we repeated anything.
Yeah.
Sorry if we forgot something that we said in episodes 2/3 that you've never heard. We'll try to do better next time as far as losing files or not.
Yeah, let's hope this one saves. Yeah. If you hear this, then apparently the save is not corrupted.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll keep doing this, huh?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Here's to video games. Let's get out of here.
Yay, video games.
Woo! Let's go play some.
Shadow Complex.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it more.
Video game.
So anyway, I'm Harlow.
Okay, I'm Mackie.
And I'm the Beej.
And No Quarters out.
No Quarter!